Well, hello, here we are again with another program. We're going to talk about music. That'll get some people upset. Stay tuned. There's probably nothing that divides churches more than the subject of music right now. It's an important subject. It's mentioned over 550 times in the Bible. And if we're going to understand the truth about the music, there's some prerequisites to knowing the truth. What is a prerequisite? Well, it is something that is required as a prior condition for something else to happen. Let me say that again. A prerequisite is something required as a prior condition for something else to happen. Now, we want to know the truth. We want to know the truth. I assume you want to know the truth. You're kind of dumb if you don't. We should want to know the truth. So, if we're going to know the truth about this subject of music, or any other subject for that matter, there's a prerequisite to knowing the truth. And the prerequisite is simply this: am I willing to accept the truth if it goes against what I already believe? Now, when it comes to accepting or rejecting something, it basically comes down to choosing, making a decision, which means making a decision concerning two or more alternatives. Now, what are the alternatives concerning the truth about music? Well, I want my way, or I want God's way. Those are the two alternatives. So the prerequisite to knowing the truth is, first of all, do I want to please God with my music? That has to be yes or no. Be honest about that. If no, then turn the program off and go listen to your junky music. But do I want to please God? Yes or no. Number two, do I have a desire for the truth? Do I really want the truth? Or am I afraid of the truth because I might have to change something? And that brings us to number three. Am I willing to change? Am I willing to do it God's way? The psalmist said in Psalm 86, verse number 11, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. So, that's either our desire or it isn't, concerning music or any other subject for that matter. Now, we have a verse in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10, says that we are to be proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Now, if we really want to know the truth, what we have to do is pray that prayer back to God. Lord, I see it here in your Bible, and you have said it. You've said that I can prove or discern what is acceptable unto you. So teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. This is a prerequisite to knowing the truth. It's all about our attitude. Do I really want to know the truth, or do I want to just hang on to what I want to hang on to? Now, Jesus said this: when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. He didn't say he will guide you into some truth. He said, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. John 16, verse number 13. All truth is all truth. It's got to include music. Psalm number 19, verse number 14 says, let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Well, the words of our mouth would not only include what we talk, but what we sing. Do we really want the words of our mouth to be acceptable in his sight? Are we willing to prove what is acceptable in his sight? Because he has said the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth if we want all truth. The psalmist prayed in Psalm 119, verse 60, I thought on my ways and turned. I've done that concerning music, concerning other things too. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Think on your ways, and if necessary, turn. Well, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold to that which is good. In 2 Timothy 2:7, Paul said to the pastor, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Well, if the Lord will give me understanding in all things, he says he will right there, that has to include music. So music, what is it? Well, it's basically made up of four sections. You have melody, harmony, rhythm, and beat. Melody is a single note. You can play Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, just with one finger and one note. If you want to add some harmony to that, then you're going to have a combination of notes. Now, when it comes to rhythm and beat, this is where we get into the controversy. A rhythm is a strong, regular, repeated pattern of sound, and a beat is obviously a beat. Every song has some rhythm, and every song has some beat to it. Now, let me just give you a little bit of an example of what I'm talking about here. Our introduction has all of those things: melody, harmony, rhythm, and beat. Listen to it again. Well, the question is, and I think it's a sincere and honest question, is how much rhythm is too much rhythm, and how much beat is too much beat, and what is this thing they talk about concerning a backbeat? We hope to be able to look at that. We're going to take, obviously, more than one program to take this area of music and see what the Bible says about it. Now, in Ephesians 5 and verse number 10, we've read, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. That's where we have to decide. What is acceptable unto the Lord? Not what is acceptable unto me, what is acceptable unto my peers. What is acceptable unto the Lord? That word proving has been translated discerning twice. Jesus said this. He said, how is it that ye do not discern this time? He did not ask the question, how is it that you cannot discern? They could discern if they wanted to, and most of the people listening to this broadcast, you can discern if you want to. How is it that you do not discern this situation concerning music? Answer that question honestly. Now, concerning singing, the scriptures give us a purpose in singing. We'll just look at a few verses. As I said, there's over 550 verses on the subject of music. But in Psalm 9 and verse number 2, I will sing praise to thy name. Psalm 21:13, we will sing and praise thy power. Psalm 28 and 7, with my song will I praise him. Psalm 33 and 2, praise the Lord, sing unto him. We read in Acts chapter 16, verse 22, Paul and Silas were whipped and thrown in jail. What did they do? We read, Paul and Silas sang praises unto God. And so the first thing we want to look at here is, does music have an influence? Now, I think anybody who's going to be honest is going to admit music has an influence. Why do we sing lullabies to babies? We want to influence them to go to sleep. Now, in the Journal of Advanced Learning in the Stanford University, they came out with a report in November the 12th, 1997. They said the average young person listens to music about 4 to 5 hours a day. They said that they have proven from their report that music alters moods. It furnishes young people with the slang that they're picking up from the music they're listening to. It affects their dress because they want to dress like their favorite personalities. It affects their actions because they want to act like the personalities. It affects their ability to study. It damages the eardrums, and music, the lyrics, can lead to troubled youth committing suicide. That is a report of the influence of music from the Journal of Advanced Learning at Stanford University. That's not from some Baptist preacher trying to get you to listen to music that he likes. Other reports have said that music influences to sexual behavior, aggression of violence, and the use of substance abuse of drugs and so on. Now, young people were asked in grade 11 students, what medium, if they could only take one to a desert island, would they take? 61% of them said they would take TV, and 90% said they would take music. The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine did a report. They said the lyrics that are listening to in country music relates to drugs 36% of the time, and rap music 77% of the time. Also in the report of the Journal of Advanced Nursing regarding reducing pain, they said that arthritic pain can be reduced up to 21% with the right kind of music, and depression up to 25%. It can reduce high blood pressure, speed up post-stroke recoveries, help with chronic headaches, improve memories, and reduce stress. Apparently, music has an influence. It has been found that singing together causes unity, and happy music equals people being happy. Sad music can influence them to be sad. Music can change personalities. And so once again, let me conclude this program with saying that if we want to know the truth, there's a prerequisite to knowing the truth, and a prerequisite is something required as a prior condition for something else to happen. And to get the truth about music, the prerequisite to that is, do I want to please God? Do I have a desire for the truth? Am I willing to change? Well, we're going to be looking at this subject in detail in the broadcasts ahead. Be sure and tune in.